This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. Turn your magical, let me see it say, everything you want to dream away, we are legends.
Every day is a good day. This is a good way for you to start your day. I hope some of you are into the starting routine as we have this opportunity. It turns over every 24 hours. Actually, you could back it back. Every hour, every minute, every second, you have a chance to change. You can be different if you want to be. Maybe you don't want to be. Maybe you don't need to be. Maybe you like who you are. I like who I am. Most of the time. Jennifer Horn, front and center, do you like who you are most of the time?
I do.
How do you like my voice?
I think your voice likes it. I think you've got some frogs.
I don't know, a frog or two.
Are you bailing hay again?
Oh, allergies. Well, not yesterday. It was pouring rain. But this is the residual effect of all of the dryness and the pollen that's in the air, the stuff that will destroy this planet sooner or later. According to Stephen Hawking. Oh, by the way.
Death by pollen.
Yeah, death by pollen. Victoria Keelan is here. What about you? You like yourself?
Oh, yeah. I'm groovy. Yeah.
Very groovy. A great term. Yeah, the pronouncements of Stephen Hawking suggesting that in 1,000 years there won't be human beings here and we better start learning about living on other planets. I think that's basically what's happened on our planet. There were other planets, not in our solar system, not even probably in our galaxy, but way far away, planets that over the billions and trillions of years that the universe has been in existence have destroyed themselves. So they figured out how to get away from where they were, and they came here.
Well, that sounds like you. I mean, you've said that you don't think 1,000 years from now will be that there will be humans on this planet.
Well, the problem is that we're multiplying ourselves at such a quick rate. We're destroying our ability to produce enough food for everybody. We're depleting the soil and our resources. And so
I blame those stupid Duggars.
Nine
seriously.
Children.
Or 19 and counting? Yeah. That's literally a show. I don't even understand why people need to have puppy babies. I don't.
Well, that's the problem. And they think it's fun or amusing or whatever it is, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's
so irresponsible.
It's death. It's death. All those, you know, the people, say what you will about the Catholic Church. Jennifer, you and I have had this conversation before. I'm not meaning to be critical of you, but basically, the religions that espouse, the Jewish religion does this, or at least this is the philosophy of Israel. One of the things that I'm going to talk more seriously about, and the people there may not like it too much. I'm going to Israel at the end of December for a week. I'll do the program from there. And one of the things that the serious settlers who come from the rest of the world, and we see it here, if you go to that section in Los Angeles where all the Hasidic Jews live, they got 8, 9, 10, 12 kids. They just keep popping them out.
That's because they're, I mean, that's not just with Jewish people. Or
no,
I mean, that's people of faith in general think that they're repopulating the world with like-minded people.
Right.
Right.
Catholic, but that's the Catholic philosophy. If you live in India.
I thought the Catholics had amended that. Or they're not as strict about it anymore.
Yeah, they're not as strict about it anymore. But, I mean, again, the church still recommends doing the rhythm method for birth control, which, by the way, not the most effective way.
How does that work, by the way?
The family in my church with 8 kids.
What is it?
You count the times of month when you're fertile. So you have a calendar, and you count the times of month when you're fertile. You skip those days, and all the other ones are safe.
Why do they call it the rhythm method?
Because I thought it was actually
body. Oh, I always thought it was more about like the dude's rhythm.
Yeah, me.
Oh my god, I did. No, I really did.
I always thought it was about how you did the mumbo.
Right, like I thought it was about his rhythm and knowing when to call it a night.
No,
I actually are.
Your body rhythm.
Okay.
I'm trying not to be too crass about that, but I thought that was...
It's hard to not be crass about something like that under the circumstances.
I had no idea, Jen, that it was about tracking a cycle. I had no idea. I really thought it was about the guy.
Yes.
Gosh. Guys, the more you know.
Yes, the more you don't know. I was having
to enlighten you.
Yes.
Conversation about
it every day.
Well, as we go through the complexity of this, is not about what Stephen Hawking said. For those of you who don't know, he was addressing the Oxford Union yesterday. I've been in the Oxford Union a couple of times. One year they invited my friend Uri Geller to speak, and Michael Jackson spoke, and I was there for both of those occasions. Some prominent human being speaks every year at an event that's held at Oxford. And I happen to be invited for a couple of reasons, because Uri was there. My daughter was a student there for about 7 years. And so it was really kind of a very interesting reality. And so I'm thinking about Hawking being there, seeing that stage and speaking to the students about what the reality is for our planet and for the human race. And I think he's correct. I don't agree with a lot of stuff. I mean, you can agree or disagree with things. Sometimes it's based just on your gut feeling. Sometimes it's based on what you know. But I think that 1,000 years is optimistic for the human race, frankly.
It sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look at the way our population will double in the next 150 years. What the hell are we going to do with 12 billion people on this planet? We can't feed close to 7 billion we got now.
Right.
Look at how many people in our country are starving, and there's no excuse for that. But you go elsewhere around the world, and especially in Africa, portions of Asia, it's probably worse in Africa than anywhere else. Places in South America, there are just more people than can be fed.
I don't know if it's worse in Africa anymore. There's been so much attention for so many years. I mean, since the 80s. I mean, like, there's been so much help, and there's been, I don't know. I don't know that, I mean, Africa's not great by any means, but I don't know that it's the worst off.
Where is it worse?
Starving.
Where is it worse?
I think parts of South America, parts of India. I mean, I don't know.
India's horrible. Oh, my
God. Yeah.
And that's where, back to the population thing, they just keep popping them out. The average family in India is 8 children. Average family in India. 8
But there's also
children.
A lot less people. I mean, there's a lot less resources for people. I mean, in this country, the poor can go and get government help if they don't want to have more babies. But in India, that's just not available, I wouldn't think.
Yeah.
Well, it's something to think about, and that's really what our job is here, is give you something to think about.
It's okay, right. Everyone. Doug had a Bloody Mary before the show this morning.
kind of sounds like it.
Does it really? All right, what I thought I would do is have a cup of tea and put some brandy in it. You can't find, I don't have any alcohol in my house. I don't think I do anyway. If I do, I don't know where it is. Meredith probably knows where it is. I don't know where it is. So I'd probably settle well for a hot toddy without the alcohol. And that would be, a big cup of tea with some honey in it and lemon, that kind of stuff.
Definitely not a hot toddy.
No. 14 past the hour, DJV, Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air.
This weekend at Kohl's, friends and family take an extra 20% off. It's time to get ready for the holidays. So deck the halls with 50% off holiday decor. Dress to impress for the school concert with kids' sweaters, just $11.99. And keep them warm from head to toe with juniors' boots for $49.99. At Kohl's, friends and family save a little more with an extra 20% off. So you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 11/18 through 11/20. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I desperately need a new office PC this holiday, but switching computers is scary.
Well, now buy any PC at Staples and get free 30-day tech support.
So someone will help me set it up?
Yep.
Help me connect to my network?
And your printer. And if you order online, we'll have it ready in-store in an hour.
That is just what I always wanted. You really outdid yourself, Staples guy. You know me so well.
Well, we just met, so...
Best holiday ever!
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Staples. Make more happen.
Almost time for my favorite holiday.
Aw, I love Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving too.
I'm talking about Black Friday at Ulta Beauty. I wait all year for Beauty Buster deals like Bare Minerals Eye and Face Kits for only $10. Plus 50% off my favorite mascara from Urban Decay. I'll get makeup, hair care, fragrances, and more for everyone on my list. Oh, wait, where are you going?
To get my phone. I'm going to need to text and tweet and gram and...
Most stores open at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving and 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Hurry in. Beauty Busters are going fast. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The holidays have arrived, and gentlemen, it's the perfect time for you to arrive in style. Hurry into JCPenney during our men's wardrobe sale and get 50% off select suit separates, sport coats, dress pants, and top coats. Gear up with an extra 20% off select items with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. It's the perfect way to step up your game this holiday season. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon required. About 11/17 to 11/19. 20% offer subject to credit approval. Some exclusions apply. Check jcp.com for coupon and details.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
So the Philadelphia 76ers have paid tribute to the 40th anniversary of Rocky. This is last night during their game against the Washington Wizards, honoring the Rocky movie. So some of the players were there trying to deliver some of the famous quotes. Let's see how they did for that, Kara, will you?
Adrian! Cut me, Mick. Cut me. I'm a fighter, not a farmer.
They want to eat lightning and crack thunder.
Oh, this is going to be... This makes me cringe in my stomach just thinking about this.
It ain't about how hard you can hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. All I want to do is go the distance.
I'm not good at imitation.
No kidding.
Down. Why don't you try knocking me down?
There's a surprise.
They tried.
Breaking news.
Some of the players from the 76ers. Anyway, it's kind of neat. The Yankees have won an environmental award. What, by leaving New York? What is going on here? All right, Kara, you're the...
Leaving New York?
Victoria, you're the resident New Yorker. What's going on with the Yankees?
Well, it's kind of interesting because you don't think of sports teams as being environmentally conscious, but apparently Yankee Stadium...
You don't even think of the Yankees as being conscious at all.
Spoken like a true Red Sox fan.
That's it. Okay, keep going.
The Yankees and the Yankee Stadium, the new Yankee Stadium, are apparently so energy efficient and so green, they won an environmental award from the department, the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation yesterday, and they got an excellence award because they the stadium itself is very energy efficient, and they offer composting and recycling programs for all the guests and the stadium staff, and they basically stave off 4,000 tons of waste from landfills every season. Mm. Which is great because, you know, all of us here, we talk
about...
They
could say more than that
landfills.
If they just stop playing, baseball. You know, the Yankees... They're
well, people love the Yankees. That's not going anywhere. But
I was
going to
say, I don't think they're going away.
Yeah. But all the food sold at Yankee Stadium is sold in recycled containers and drinks and things like that. So go Yankees.
Go Yankees! You suck.
The
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
It's half the hour now on the DJV experience. Let's experience some Taylor Swift music. She's had a string of big country and pop albums now. So she's had enough of that, Jennifer. Time to change one's stripes. And now she's going to do hip-hop and R&B music.
I can't wait till she goes into mariachi. That's going to be my thing.
How's a white blonde going to do with R&B?
Please, don't be racist. Ask Eminem. He's fine.
True. Okay. That's true.
And who's the second one behind Eminem? Who's white?
Vanilla Ice.
Macklemore.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, then she should listen to them all day.
There's three guys in the history of R&B.
Yeah. All right, how many women who are white have done R&B?
Azalea. That's
one white blonde Australian chick.
And the one after that is?
Taylor Swift.
Okay. She's exploring a new urban sound, say some of the music insiders. There's a rumor from Drake, who's an R&B hip-hopper, right?
Yep.
Oh, God. So what do you bet her next feud is going to be with Rihanna?
Oh, there you go.
Because Rihanna will not want to share the spotlight with Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. Drake's involved.
Together?
I don't think so, but watch. They're going to be the next to go at each other.
Really? All right,
really
so anyway.
Taylor Swift's like faux feminism and her beef with all these girls, and then she's always got her squad. She's so phony. I'm so over Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I think I am too.
I really like her music. I mean, she makes hits like crazy. It's just, it seems like a lot of headlines get made because of this, like, teenage drama stuff. It's
right.
So apparently, Drake has been posting on Instagram. The two of them working in a recording studio. You think there's something else going on?
No, but I'm predicting. I don't think so, but I think that there'll be some sort of public feud with Rihanna. That's perfect. That's what happened.
She's always looking at ways to grow as an artist, says one of her people. Wants to try something different and unexpected in her new album. The remix of her song Bad Blood had a less pop vibe to it. Kendrick Lamar featured on a big hit. She thinks her fans will like her going in this direction. So what do you... Well, you guys, you're not fans.
Well, I did. I did buy the 1989 album, her most recent album. It's the first and only thing I've ever bought from Taylor Swift, and it was a great album. But I don't know. I thought that she would go back towards country more because, as Jen has said, country music fans are very forgiving, and it's. I thought that when she appeared at the CMA Awards this year, that was going to kind of be a symbol of, okay, she's back into the country world. I'm surprised if she goes in this direction, but I totally agree with Jen. There's going to be some other stupid beef that she's going to have with someone.
Wasn't she upset with Kanye West and Kim Kardashian?
Oh, yeah.
She should have been, by the way. That was justified. Yeah.
Well, although I'm on the other side of that, I think they definitely got the best of her on that one. I mean, she pretty much lied and said that he never called her, and she did, and Kim released all the audio.
Fallout, but the original altercation with Kanye West interrupted her acceptance speech. Beyonce should have won it, and that's not her fault.
No, that wasn't.
All right, let's get on to what's going on with George Clinton. He has announced his Mardi Gras Madness Tour. Mardi Gras, I believe this or not, only a couple of months away.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. So he's the godfather of funk.
Yes, he is.
Remember him with Parliament Funkadelic? Going to bring the band to the Mardi Gras show. Actually, they're going to do a tour, looks like, starting in February. All right, starting there, he's going to Pittsburgh and Washington, Boston, Atlanta. Fat Tuesday, February 28th. They're going to make a pit stop in New York at the B.B. King Blues Club.
And I will be very tired the next morning because I will be there.
You'll go there. All right.
Yes.
So the tickets for the George Clinton Mardi Gras tour go on sale mañana. 28 after the hour here.
Tick tock, tick tock. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's a simple rule for finding out if you're living out your passion. If you have energy for what you're doing, and if what you're doing gives you energy, then you are. But if what you do drains your energy, and you don't have energy for it, then you're not living out your passion. And if you're not, I'd like to provide you with a friendly reminder that time is not slowing down or stopping. This is your life. You're right in the thick of it. Now is the time to live your passion. So if you're living it, great. But if you're not, get to it. For motivation and support along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Place for the discussion. Don't forget, on DJV, we're giving away a laptop on Black Friday.
You'll
listen to the
too.
Program during. It's a pretty laptop.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's like a funky color blue. Yeah, it's
funky
all
seriously?
Laptop.
Ooh,
yeah.
I love that.
Really? All right, so if you want details, visit our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/DJV show. Also, you can follow the program on Twitter at DJV show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Let's go to UNORC City again, now that we've just distinguished ourselves from, or maybe separated ourselves from the Yankees, an alleged football, the baseball team. In New York, there's a painting from Claude Monet that was sold yesterday at Christie's for $81 million.
Wow.
An impressionist from the modern art era. How many people remember there were two names from the French almost at the same time? Monet and Manet.
Manet,
that's
yeah.
Right.
Remember that?
Yeah, we all remember that. Monet
art?
Definitely worth more than Manet, but Manet's
yes.
Still doing pretty well.
Yep. So the sale set a new auction record, $6.4 million was the last, and this was another Monet, said in 2008. Where did people come up with this kind of dough?
I don't know.
To buy this kind of, this was
I buy my art at Cost Plus. I mean, you know.
I get mine at the picture store. I get my pictures of my family.
The picture store, is that next to the food store?
Yeah.
The picture store. I don't know. This is not one of the prettier Monets, I mean, no. In my opinion. It's not like water lilies or anything like that, but I guess water lilies, any of that series would sell for in the hundreds of millions. That would be over 100 million.
Okay, so you want to know what is pretty? I would like you all, the people who are here with me, Jennifer and I apologize for my voice. I'm having like hot water and lemon. And what are you laughing at?
You.
Really?
But I do it out of love, so it's okay.
I know you do. Right. So which one? I said I have hot water. I was going to say mayonnaise.
I have hot water. And then you said water.
Water. Oh, really? Well, my voice is not what it ought to be. I'm fine, but my voice isn't. I think the last time this happened was 2 or 3 years ago. Remember, Jennifer, when I kind of lost my voice for a day or so?
I do.
But it was in the middle of the wintertime, and I'd come into a storm. I just was, oof. And I was worn out then, and I'm not really now. So,
were you screaming at a concert again?
I was not.
Singing Herman's Hermits too loudly?
I did sing a lot on, yeah. On Friday's concert, but I didn't scream. So I would like you to do a little Google. Put in California Forest / the president. All right?
California Forest.
California Forest. Or you can put in Sequoia. Sequoia.
And,
the president, yes. This is, you talk about art, this is a magnificent example of Mother Nature and our planet at its absolute awesome best. This is this, by the way, is a tree that was, if you can believe it, that was going to be logged, but it was... protected. Most of the sequoias are now, but look, there are some pictures you can see of men climbing this tree.
Yeah, I see
you
one
see
at
him?
The top. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a 247-foot tree. It's
how that explains it. They go to Humboldt University, the one I'm looking at.
Years old.
Wow.
Imagine, this tree was 700 years old during the Greek civilization.
Wow.
It was 1,200 years old when Jesus was alive. I mean, think about
that. That's incredible.
That's pretty
now,
cool.
I don't know that I posted this, but I'm going to because I'm just figuring out how to do it. I think I did talk on the air, though, about those 2,500-year-old trees that I climbed on in England during my tour a couple of weeks ago. But they got nothing on this thing. It's 27 feet across. It has 2 billion needles on it, at least. It's never been photographed in its entirety until last week when the National Geographic sent photographers to try to create the first photo that shows the tree in all its glory. They had to climb the tree with pulleys, and they took thousands of photos. They selected about 120 of them. Excuse me. And then they stitched it together, and you can see it. Let's post this, okay, on our Facebook. The guy you were talking about, Jennifer, the guy at the top, the picture of that. But just seeing the tree put together like this and seeing the men standing around it or on it.
Because you can't really tell how big it is. I mean, it looks big in the photo, but until you see someone's body up against it, then you go, whoa.
It is so incredible. And because yesterday I was being teased for describing as the moon, I figured I might as well go down that street again one more time to describe for you this magnificent tree, which we will post on our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJB show. We just put the picture up. We've got a couple of men there, and you'll be able to appreciate what is one of the wonders of our country, the wonders of the world, and imagine what this tree can tell us. And I believe, by the way, my spiritual philosophy about life and what lives leads me to believe that the trees talk to one another. There's a picture that I will post sometime this weekend of me doing some dowsing at one of the rock circle formations, those famous spiritual formations that exist all across southern England. And as we move the dowsing gear up, this is actually a video, you can see the dowsing gear as it moves to different places on the rock where there's energy, push the dowsing rod away from the stone. And then you move it up, and it goes back to the stone. And you move it up a little bit more, and it goes away from the stone. It was the most magnificent. I mean, talk about your mind getting blown. And that's what happens. There's so much beauty. You know, I wanted to contrast what we were talking about in the last half hour about Stephen Hawking saying the world will be, you know, cooked in 1,000 years, or at least it won't be any good for humans to live here because we will have so messed it up. But then you look at things like this, and you see the beauty of it. Or, you know, some of the things that I saw in my trip to England, or what you can see if you travel to many places around the world, the magnificence. You know, some of the pyramids that are on these, the Mayan pyramids, the pyramids in Egypt, just things that are so much a part of beauty. And the Monet is what got me thinking about this. But because that's a certain, I mean, some people appreciate that as beauty, and that's cool. I noticed yesterday at the Guggenheim Museum, Christie's was having an auction. They sold a pair of earrings for $17 million.
Hmm. Huh? Wow. Did you buy us some for Christmas?
I know, right? You're shopping a lot at Christie's these days, it sounds like.
I just find it amazing and incredible that, I mean, we all have different ways of describing beauty. I think that's a good thing because it does show that we all have different preferences. But I think that when you think about the magnificence of some of the things that are there for us to enjoy, we ought to be underscoring it a little bit more. So that's why I paid attention to the president. And you'll see that, as I said, facebook.com/DJB show. And you can go there for the information on that laptop we'll give away on Black Friday. Doug, Jen, and Victoria at 43 past the hour.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip one. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life tip two. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
The holidays have arrived. And gentlemen, it's the perfect time for you to arrive in style. Hurry into JCPenney during our men's wardrobe sale and get 50% off select suit separates, sport coats, dress pants, and top coats. Gear up with an extra 20% off select items with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. It's the perfect way to step up your game this holiday season. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon required. Valid 11/17 to 11/19. 20% off or subject to credit approval. Some exclusions apply. Check jcp.com for coupon and details.
The holidays, a time for festive gatherings with friends and...
Uncle Alvin?
Surprise! Family. When having family stay with you gets a little too close for comfort, make Vantage Hotels Family of Brands your spare guest room. Save 15% when you stay now through December 29th and book at VantageHotels.com. With 1,100 locations, including America's and Canada's Best Value Inn, we have room for everyone on your list, even Uncle Alvin.
It's almost time for my favorite holiday.
Aw, I love Thanksgiving, too.
I'm talking about Black Friday at Ulta Beauty. I wait all year for Beauty Buster deals like Bare Minerals Eye and Face Kits for only $10. Plus 50% off my favorite mascara from Urban Decay. I'll get makeup, hair care, fragrances, and more for everyone on my list. Oh, wait, where are you going?
To get my phone. I'm going to need to text and tweet and gram and...
Most stores open at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving and 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Hurry in. Beauty Busters are going fast. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
almost time for my favorite holiday.
Aw, I love Thanksgiving too.
I'm talking about Black Friday at Ulta Beauty. I wait all year for Beauty Buster deals like Bare Minerals Eye and Face Kits for only $10. Plus 50% off my favorite mascara from Urban Decay. I'll get makeup, hair care, fragrances, and more for everyone on my list. Oh, wait, where are you going?
To get my phone. I'm going to need to text and tweet and gram and...
Most stores open at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving and 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Hurry in. Beauty Busters are going fast. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
Out of Bob Dylan. Also, Bob Donovan as well. 46 past the hour. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I don't have to keep apologizing for my voice. I still have my brain, and the voice will work better as I lubricate it a little bit more with some honey and hot water. Bob Dylan in the background as he makes excuses for why he won't be able to accept his Nobel Prize in Literature. It took him, what, about 2-3 weeks to even get to him, to tell him. Everybody knew, including him, I'm sure, that he had won, but they didn't officially notify him. And then he finally took the call, and now he says he's too busy to go collect it. So do people take pot shots at him, or just leave him alone because he's eccentric? Yeah, a lot of eccentric people.
I think there's a lot of eccentric, and I think people do kind of classify him as that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all this right. is hard. I feel like I would push things off to the side if I won a Nobel Prize, but it's also weird because it's not like he, you know, it's not like he did any, like, applied to win anything. They just gave it to him. Mm-hmm. So
right.
for him then to just give him something and then he has to drop everything for it, I don't know. I don't blame him that much.
No. All right, other names in the news. How many people remember Brad Avakian? Raise your hands. What? You don't remember this guy?
I've never heard that name.
Do you remember the politician who waged sort of a jihad against that Christian bakery in Oregon?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's him. He was he lost. He was defeated by a Republican. Now, this is a guy
Good.
Who is very liberal, and admittedly, Oregon is a pretty liberal state. They went for Mrs. Clinton. They were... What, the whole West Coast, right? California, Oregon, Washington.
Heavily.
Yeah.
But people are just tired of being bullied. People are being tired of being classified as something or being called hateful because they want to choose how to run their business. I mean, if people don't want to serve certain people, look at you walk into establishments and say, we have the right to refuse service to anyone or shoes shoes and shirt required. Yep. I mean, if I were a gay person and I went to a bakery and they said, I don't want to bake a cake for you, I wouldn't want them to bake a cake for me. I would want to leave as quickly as possible. And I would tell all my friends how horrible these people are and let the market dictate whether or not their business
is open. Government too much in our face. So this guy got booted. He's a very strong advocate for all of the, a lot of liberal causes, the LGBT groups. And so he went after these people at the Sweet Cakes Bakery. And they said to somebody, a lesbian couple, they didn't want to make a cake for him. That's their business. That's their right, as Jennifer just said. You don't want to make a cake for him? Don't. And then this guy chased him, tried to put him out of business, and...
To put it in our context, if someone wanted... Yeah, if someone... Let's say Fred Phelps. What is his organization, the guy that you can't
Westboro
stand?
Baptist Church.
Let's say Westboro Baptist Church says that they want to come and buy advertising on the DJV show.
Yeah.
And Doug says, no, I don't want
to... No, I'm not
going to
say no.
I'm not
going to
take
money.
Advertising.
And then after their ad runs, I'm going to tell you what I think. I do that about Walmart. What the hell?
All right, always take their money. You're right.
Yeah, take their money.
What am I thinking?
Thank you. It's 10 before the hour.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
All right, where are we? 53 past the hour. It's Tech Talk time here on the DJV program. Twitter is cracking down on hate speech, and I think that's a positive sign, Frank. I think it's about time that that sort of stuff was done. I'd like to think that there was a reason that people would, or reasonable people, would not want to engage in that stuff anyway, but it turns out I read some stuff on the New York Times, was it? No, the Washington Post website. Whoa! My God. I've read some of the stuff that people said about me after I talked about the electoral college.
Are you reading comment sections of places?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a dangerous thing to do.
Yeah, it's hard to do.
Yeah, well, there it is. All right, anyway, so what's Twitter going to do about this? We'll find out in a moment here.
This weekend at Kohl's, friends and family take an extra 20% off. It's time to get ready for the holidays. So deck the halls with 50% off holiday decor. Dress to impress for the school concert with kids' sweaters, just $11.99. And keep them warm from head to toe with juniors' boots for $49.99. At Kohl's, friends and family save a little more with an extra 20% off. So you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 11/18 through 11/20. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I desperately need a new office PC this holiday, but switching computers is scary.
Well, now buy any PC at Staples and get free 30-day tech support.
So someone will help me set it up?
Yep.
Help me connect to my network?
And your printer. And if you order online, we'll have it ready in-store in an hour.
That is just what I always wanted. You really outdid yourself, Staples guy. You know me so well.
Well, we just met, so...
Best holiday ever!
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Staples. Make more happen.
All right, Victoria, let's get to this business of Twitter cracking down on hate speech. And the only question I might have here is, who decides what is hate speech? Is there, it's like, you know, there's no community. The reason when people get fined by the FCC, radio stations, TV stations,
yeah.
because of some obscene thing that they put on the air, they always, the company owners always go to court and they win because there's no community standard for what's obscene.
Well,
so how do we do this?
Right. Well, Twitter's essentially leaving it up to each individual person to decide what language they don't want to have appear on their feed. So Twitter's gotten a lot of flack lately for not curbing abusive language.
That stuff is awful.
It's really bad. I know.
It is awful.
So, and the election was so contentious and people still are feeling it. And it's so Twitter has finally stepped in and they're expanding the mute feature. So it basically allows, like, if on DJV, if we get some troll who's, you know, saying a lot of really negative stuff, which we've gotten a few of, and, you know, we mute them so we don't hear from them and we don't see them. This expands that so that you can actually type in words and whole phrases that you don't want to appear. And you can mute them based on that. Twitter's moving forward with trying to give people more power over what they can and cannot see. Notifications, which basically is a text message every time you get a tweet or a mention. You can also now through Twitter, you can mute those notifications. One of the things that Twitter has gotten a little bit of flack for, they haven't been able to find common ground really with what's too much government, as we were talking about, or you know, what's really leaving it up to the individual. Yesterday, they suspended the account of Richard Spencer. I don't know if that's a household name at this point, but he runs an alt-right think tank, and he basically has been very public saying he wants blacks, Asians, Hispanics, and Jews removed from the U.S. He's super, super out there in his own world. So he has a verified account, so Twitter suspended that, which was at Richard B. Spencer. They suspended his think tank, which is called the National Policy Institute. Sounds sort of like very official, but it's really not. And they also suspended his online magazine. He is going to fight them in court. He feels that this is an infringement upon his rights, so
maybe
this is going to be a bigger story.
It may be that it ought to be taken care of by the marketplace and not rules and regulations, but
I think, I mean, if he was just out there saying his own crazy stuff and people want to follow him, that's fine. But I think the problem, though, is his followers have been attacking other people. Emmy Rossum, who's an actress on Shameless, and she's been in a ton of movies and things. She's Jewish, and she has been the victim of a lot of anti-Semitic comments from his followers.
That's what they do. Yep.
So it's sort of like Twitter had to step in. They had to do something.
The Chinese have worked their magic on their official websites, or anything in China, any website in China, has been ordered to block the term Fatty Kim III, an expression used to mock Kim Jong-un.
Oh.
So no longer on Chinese websites will you see a reference to Fatty Kim III.
Or just short?
He's fat. No, he's short and fat.
Short round.
Yeah.
Is he, are they becoming friends now, China?
it's like, at least for these purposes anyway.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.